This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at Franklin Armory.
That would be substantial, too. 10% at Franklin Armory is a lot of money. Go check them out. FranklinArmory.com. Going to be joined by a couple of media watchers later on the show, and we're going to talk about the media as they have been portraying themselves out here, out yonder. And in the years leading up to the Civil War, the division between the North and the South became so irreconcilable that members of Congress were arrive on the chamber floor armed with pistols. At one point, Massachusetts Senator Charles Sumner was brutally beaten with a cane as he sat in his chair in the Senate. It wasn't just that emotions were running high. It was that both sides began to see each other as aliens, citizens of a different country. I don't know how close we are to being there yet, but we can easily see a day in the not-too-distant future where political violence will become commonplace, and instead of screaming at each other and insulting one another, left and right, could come to blows. Former Representative Thaddeus McCotter penned a thoughtful essay in American Greatness about this cold Civil War. He writes, realizing politics is a part of life, one side believes America is fundamentally a good country, requiring some prudent improvements, upon which reasonable minds may differ. On the other side, the left, thinking politics is life, believes America is a hopelessly unjust nation, requiring fundamental transformation, and this is a point on which no reasonable minds can differ. The Kavanaugh confirmation evinces the political abyss between us and the pathetic depths of which this divide drives the left to win. Driving this maniacal desire to win is what we used to call a false consciousness, the belief in a reality that simply doesn't exist. Everything and everybody who says anything to disagree finds his words exaggerated and then blown out of proportion until all meaning is lost. Going back to Mr. McCotter, he says, regrettably, there is the decided likelihood that the left's propensity for violence will continue to escalate in proportion to its rhetoric. When Collins is libeled viciously as a rape apologist, and the entire Republican Party is defamed as rape publicans, why would any virtue-signaling narcissist resist, even if they could, the incited urge to attack such villains? If you think these people would always resist the lesser angels of their natures, feel free to acquaint yourself with a video of a young pro-life lady being kicked by the feminist left-wing goon. Should we give the leftists the benefit of the doubt and recognize the sincerity of their views? Mr. McCotter thinks so. He writes, why does the fascist left feel entitled to engage in sedition and slander, stalking, and violence to pursue its ends? Conflating politics with life and thinking America is beyond redemption absent a fundamental and impossible transformation to a socialist Eden where everyone must think the same upon pain of ostracism and worse. They cannot believe that anyone who disagrees has good intentions. In the insane progress world of these self-anointed social injustice warriors where words that challenge their leftist dogma are deemed violent, they feel entitled, compelled, to attack all dissenters in self-defense. And this is the crux of the Cold Civil War. Their delusions about those who disagree with them create this self-induced hysteria and paranoia that reflexively lead to self-defense measures. And they actually believe, many of them, that all on the right are racist, violent, white supremacist fascists and must be destroyed for the good of their utopia. Now, Mr. McCotter thinks there is a way back from this brink, however. He writes, yet the pressing question for those citizens of sound mind and stout hearts is not what will be the next manifestation of the left's vicious political paroxysm. To be forewarned and forearmed is truthfully all one can do. No, the question at hand is how, for the future good of our free republic, the left can be constructively engaged in political civility, if not yet comedy, restored. In the wake of the Kavanaugh confirmation hearings, this increasingly is a question only the left can answer. For it is their calumnies and lawlessness exacerbating the political divide and deepening the America's cold civil war. Best the left ponder and devise an answer soon. And I don't think Mr. McCotter is saying there's a chance this could happen, only that it would appear to be the only way to avoid tragedy. And after having seen all of this over-the-top hysterical attempt to defeat the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh, is there any real hope for peace? Is there any way to drag us back from this brink of tragedy? And this would... Look, I have no desire to see us be in a civil war. I'm not itching for the left to go ahead and make my day. I'm not. This would mean that everything that I tried to do in the 80s and, you know, everybody that's ever served in the uniform, we defended a bunch of people that couldn't make it work. And in doing so, we also sort of... made this civil war possibly, you know, possibly something that was just going to happen sooner or later. And that's troubling. That's troubling on a really large degree. But here's the thing. Nobody in my world thinks that there's a way back. I mean, when I talk to the people I know and everything, we're sitting back saying, surely they wouldn't try some of this stuff. And right now we have these, you know, we got all the power players on the Democratic side, and the Republicans they're getting their own fundraising going too. Lots of fundraising going on, lots of money being thrown at politics now ahead of this November election, which this could be, normally the midterms are sort of ho-hum. But it's not going to be that way this year. Their vociferous resistance to what was inevitably going to happen is a tell. It's very telling that as soon as it was a done deal, instead of it going away, they were sitting back going, okay, now we got to figure out how to get him now that he's there. Knowing that's never been done. They've never successfully impeached a Supreme Court justice. They have passed it out of the House and passed it on to the Senate, and the Senate shot that one down. Associate Justice Chase. That one was shot down by the Senate. So, cold. It's a cold civil war we exist in now. No hostilities physically yet. Hopefully, we never see that. But I don't know. I don't know. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at gcnlive.com.
To you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin Armory. FranklinArmory.com.
Check them out at FranklinArmory.com. Do leftist politicians actually advocate for socialism? Do they really, truly condemn due process? Are they sincerely committed to abortion? And if they are, can they be persuaded to see the light? Would you believe it if I told you many have already seen it? Every member of Congress of either party is well aware of Venezuela's socialist disaster. All of them favor due process, at least for themselves, if ever falsely accused. And most of them, or at least those who have any knowledge, recognize that partial birth abortions are barbaric. They are already persuaded, maybe with the exception of a handful of truly demented members. The question becomes, then, why do so many of them have and advocate for such absurd positions? And it is the root of all evil. It is all about and only about money and power, period. Everything they do is centered on those two things. The most recent obvious case in point involves Senator Joe Manchin, Democrat of West Virginia. He eventually voted to confirm Judge Kavanaugh's appointment to the Supreme Court, but he did so only after a prolonged period of time during which he had silently acquiesced to those who opposed the nomination. Did Manchin suddenly wake up on the morning of October the 6th and discover that, by golly, Judge Kavanaugh was the right man for the Supreme Court after all? Did he courageously buck his party leaders and vote on principle to confirm him? And, you know, the answer to that is no. Had his vote been the one to decide the issue one way or the other, does anyone imagine that Justice Kavanaugh would now be Justice Kavanaugh? No. It was a 50-48 vote. Okay? If he had voted not to confirm, then Pence would have made it 50-49. So when his vote was tallied, it was already decided. Manchin decided to vote for Kavanaugh only after the confirmation was assured, and even then only with the permission of his party bosses. Now you're going, wait a minute. What about Schumer gave him permission? Yeah. Well, he's not stupid. Manchin is not stupid. He is up for re-election in a solidly pro-Trump state and will almost assuredly be replaced by a Republican if the people of West Virginia perceive him to be a leftist. Manchin is not a leftist, but neither is he a conservative. He has no principle of statesmanship other than two. Two primary principles, which a lot of these guys share. Get rich and stay in power. Those two are sides of the same coin. If somehow, horror of horrors, the Democrats flip the Senate and gain majority power there, Manchin, if reelected, will immediately fall in line with Senator Schumer, and even with Maxine Waters, should that become expedient for him. You see, this is all just a masquerade. The masks are easily and quickly changed from smile to frown, depending on the shifting political wind, and of course, whatever the donors demand. And much of the same is true about many Republicans. A lot of them were horrified. I mean, aghast when Donald Trump. And you got to remember, they considered him to be this upstart barbarian, and he won against all standard predictions the presidency. Now, if the Democrats had taken control of the House in 2017, they would have voted to impeach Trump. And I have almost as little doubt that two-thirds of the Senate would have voted to convict with the help of an ample number of Republicans who now wear the red MAGA hats. First one to see the writing on the wall was Mitch McConnell, even before the 2016 election. The writing came from grassroots Republicans who said, "We put you in power to, among other things, establish a conservative majority in the Supreme Court. If you allow yet another leftist onto the bench, then we have no further reason to vote Republican, ever." And McConnell seems to have gotten that message, and his 2024 sight has confirmed, or was confirmed, when Trump broke through the blue wall and derailed what would have been a corrupt Clinton presidency, and, you know, threatened to inflict a lethal blow on this nation. And we now have indications that every Republican member of Congress has either gotten the message or at least been brought into line by the newly inspined, which is, yeah, that's a truly made up word, Republican statesmen who at long last refused to cower before the heretofore effective dirty tactics of the Democrats. There's still a whole lot going on there. But one thing that I have noticed is that a lot of them now are no longer, they're no longer believing. It's one thing to see them out there and see them paying lip service. Of course, I support the Second Amendment. It is quite another thing altogether to see them believing it. And it's not, that's something you can see in their face. That's something you can see in their face, in their eyes when they're speaking. Lindsey Graham, I'm going to tell you what. I have slammed that guy. For 8 years, I have slammed that guy. I wanted to see him primaried. When he didn't get primaried and when none of the Republicans would listen to certain advice that were given to them, I looked at all of them and said, "You guys are all fools." And I knew Graham was going to win, and it made me sick to think that we could not mount the challenge to this guy. But in this 11th hour, when we really needed somebody, and nobody else did it, I mean, he was the one that stepped up. I was shocked to see him be the one that said what he said. I mean, Rand Paul, sure, I would have seen that. Ted Cruz, sure, why not? Lindsey Graham, no way. No way. It is a different day now. We need to continue to expect more out of everybody here, but realize that in the end, for the left, it's about the money and power. They want your money, and they want to be in power over you. And we need to back Republicans now. And we need to keep pressuring them and pushing them along, and maybe we might just take this republic and salvage it for another century. Who knows? We'll be right back. Coming up next, Megan Barth from Reagan Babe. This is Lock and Load.
Legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
USA Radio News.
Hurricane Michael is a monstrous storm, and the forecast keeps getting more dangerous. The time to prepare is now.
Florida Governor Rick Scott says Hurricane Michael is intensifying and set to strike the Florida Panhandle as a Category 3 hurricane as early as tomorrow morning. Meanwhile, Panama City Beach gas station employee Danny Hess says if you're looking for gas to get out of town, the time to show up is now.
Since 6 a.m. it's been backed up. We're just now running out of regular.
President Trump accepted U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley's resignation today. South Dakota Senator John Thune on Haley.
She was very plain spoken, and I know that I and I think many other people who are in public life who care a lot about America's foreign policy, as we observe the way that she conducted herself and handled herself in that job, we're very impressed.
Thune was speaking there on Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Refreshingly crisp days and cool nights. Our favorite time of year is here. At thecompanystore.com, our thoughts are turning to the comforts of home, like soft flannel sheets, lofty down comforters, fluffy towels, and cozy sleepwear. And with thecompanystore.com friends and family event going on now, you enjoy free shipping and 25% off your next order. There's no better time to shop. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter FAMILY18 at checkout for 25% off, plus free shipping. From our family to yours, thecompanystore.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin Armory.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Coming to us straight from Las Vegas, and I, before I introduce you as such, Megan, have we gotten rid of the Reagan moniker?
No, we haven't. I still have my personal website up and running. It's actually going through a little bit of a facelift right now, but you can still access it, ReaganBabe.com.
ReaganBabe.com. There you go. Megan Barth joins us again.
Yeah, my latest article was printed in American Thinker, and it has to do with the census. So that's the latest post I have up there as of yesterday.
As you were watching all of these shenanigans going on during the Kavanaugh run-up and the confirmation process, and if we want to call that circus of process, what were your thoughts on that? I mean, do you think, were you watching the media and saying, boy, these guys really rounded the bend, they're not even pretending anymore?
Yeah, the mask is off, isn't it? It took someone like Donald Trump to kick the hornet's nest and really expose who these usurpers are. They are certainly not objective members of the press. They are simply agents of the Democrat Party. And they operate amongst many channels that are simply just the platforms, really, that give the Democrats a much louder platform than the Republicans. They lead with bias. Their bias is dripping, whether it's in their headlines or in their words. My thoughts were, as a woman and as a younger woman, you know, I was impacted greatly by the Monica Lewinsky scandal. I was just entering an age where I could vote. I think I was a freshman in college. And at the time, I was relatively politically naive, but interested. I was wondering, I remember, where is this NOW organization? Where is NOW? Where is this national organization of women, supposed champions of women, rallying around Monica Lewinsky, the young intern that was sexually harassed and abused by her boss? And at the time, I was told by outspoken feminists, specifically in the press, one by the name of Nina Burleigh, that I should get out my presidential knee pads and give thanks to Bill Clinton for keeping the theocracy off my back. Hmm. And I said, well, how empowering, you know. but I was also wondering where in the hell all these women were rallying around the victims of Keith Ellison. These victims had police reports. They had doctor's reports. They had 911 calls. They had a testimony that was very similar of the verbal and physical abuse they endured at the hands of Keith Ellison. And again, the feminists chose to remain silent and put on their pink knitted caps and scream about how Dr. Ford was assaulted by Brett Kavanaugh, even though they had zero evidence or zero proof that, number one, Brett Kavanaugh was the perpetrator, or number two, that even Dr. Christine Ford is a victim. I mean, watching her testimony, she's a victim of something. She obviously has suffered years of mental anguish, having gone through, psychiatrists or psychotherapists, you know, putting two front doors on her house because of her claustrophobia or what have you, whatever the story was. But this presumption of victimhood that all of a sudden the feminists are demanding that women have, to me is quite sickening. Because someone that has been and endured sexual harassment, I wasn't treated with kid gloves during the deposition. I wasn't asked if I needed a cup of coffee. I wasn't asked if I needed any more time or if I could just get comfortable. No, actually, the defense painted me into a whore, really. They tried their very best to defame me and libel me, much like the Democrats did with Brett Kavanaugh. But see, the truth always rises to the top, and thereby I was victorious. However, Kathy Ford, Dr. Ford, did not prove, number one, she was assaulted, and certainly didn't prove that Brett Kavanaugh was the perp. But yet the Democrats want to turn our judicial system on its head and just assume that all men are guilty. And if a few men are destroyed in their way of gender justice and equality, then so be it.
Well, but I mean, isn't it especially with everything that's going on with Ellison and all these other people that are out there, isn't it really that contrast between Keith Ellison? Of course, he's upstanding. There's no way he did all that stuff. Kavanaugh, so what if she doesn't remember what day it was, what year it was, what month it was, where the house was? She remembers it was Kavanaugh. Yes, she was 15 and drinking. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So, what does this do for people who really have this happen to them that have been afraid to come forward and now they've seen this farce going on? What does this do to them?
Well, I think it did. It will have a lasting impact similar to what the Monica Lewinsky scandal did. It will certainly defame and degrade women as objects. But you see, and it will also take away from the seriousness of sexual assault and the seriousness of those women that do come forward with evidence. We are still a country that we have the presumption of innocence. We are still a country of due process. Yet the Democrats, of course, want it another way. They want to have men shut up and have men's rights stripped away, specifically college men that walk on campuses. I detailed the expansion of Title IX that was supposedly about gender justice and gender equality. Well, it was for a while until President Obama came in along with Joe Biden and then rewrote the rules of Title IX and then basically threatened colleges that if they don't ascribe to these new rules, they will be fined or their federal funds will be taken away from them. And what these rules did, and it was considered a watershed moment, and I write about this on ReaganBabe.com, whereby the assault allegations weren't only treated as allegations and truth, they were also treated as civil rights violations. So that added a whole entire smear to these allegations. And honestly, if all women are to be believed, then what would have happened to the men at Duke Lacrosse? What would have happened to the men and the boys at the University of Virginia a fraternity that was accused to be gang rapists by a Jane Doe. And she, along with Crystal Mangum, who accused the Duke lacrosse team of rape and sexual assault, they were both liars. But they weren't found out to be liars until these men's lives were destroyed. But again, this is the feminist mantra. If a few men's lives are destroyed on their quest for gender justice, well, then so be it. And this also was echoed by a Stephen Colbert writer, another feminist.
Yeah, I saw her.
Her name that just basically said, well, if Brett Kavanaugh's life was ruined, then mission accomplished.
Sure, sure.
Can you tell I'm not a feminist?
yeah. We're coming up on the next break, and when we get back, I want to get your take on the way the media handled all of this, and besides the Democrats and all the talking points they were coming out. But in Vegas, there's still questions going on. I know you don't have time to answer this, and we'll have to circle back one day, but I'm still wondering what happened in Vegas.
Yeah, we're all wondering what happened as far as the largest mass shooting in our country's history, and there's literally zero interest from the mainstream media.
Wow.
Zero investigative curiosity.
Yeah. I would have thought that would have been one they would have latched onto. It's interesting, isn't it? It's interesting the way these things, what does gain ground and have traction and what doesn't. But ReaganBabe.com, that's where you can find Megan's stuff. She's also a writer and American thinker. And when I can get her here, she is a guest at Lock and Load. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. From ReaganBabe.com, we're talking to Megan Barth, very, very astute pundit, and we lost Megan. Can we get Megan back? the trials and tribulations of what it is to be a live radio host. This doesn't really happen that often, but when it does happen, it happens at the worst time, like when I'm really working hard to give a really good intro. But you know, I've got so many of them, I can just pull it back up at any given time. Okay, Megan, I gave you one of the best intros you've never heard, so just know that. Just know that I hold you in high esteem. Joined again by Megan Barth. The media. Do you think? You know, I saw all these polls, and they were trying to make whether Kavanaugh should be confirmed as a Supreme Court justice a popularity contest, and they were trying. I've never seen them introduce polls about whether this presidential appointment, man, maybe I just missed them, but I mean, they were pulling out literally every stop to keep this from happening.
They were, and they were also referring to this as the Lemmings kept repeating it as a jab interview. This is simply a jab interview. Well, actually, these charges do carry criminal weight, and if these charges were brought up in Montgomery County and reported to the police, whether 36 years ago or even today, there is no statute of limitations. And so these charges were criminal in nature, and they were also trumped up by the mainstream media, whereby they were running with stories based on hearsay without even sourcing many of the quote-unquote accusers and victims that came forward. I mean, let's just take one, for example. We have Swetnick. The gal that supposedly was a sophomore in college who attended not one, not two, but 10 high school gang rape parties. She was playing rape roulette She was going to at least 10 of them, and I guess by the 10th one, she finally was gang raped and said, oh, yeah, it wasn't Brett Kavanaugh who assaulted or raped me. He was simply spiking the punch. This, of course, was brought forward by Michael Avenatti, who Tucker Carlson calls the creepy porn lawyer. Now the left is eating Michael Avenatti. They are blaming him for the nomination and the confirmation, rather, of Brett Kavanaugh. The New York Times and others didn't even vet that story. They didn't make sure they did their due diligence as reporters of integrity. Ha ha. And then, of course, we have the other accuser, Ramirez, who said, oh, you know, Brett Kavanaugh exposed himself to me. I feel assaulted because he exposed his junk at some party, at some Yale party. Well, it's really interesting because if a young girl is in a girl's bathroom and some guy decides to use the men's bathroom and exposes himself, in the woman's bathroom and exposes himself to the young girl, the liberals tell us, well, that's, you just need to practice tolerance. That's not assault, that's tolerance. So the press and the liberals want it both ways. I mean, the press wants to run with this bias, outward bias, and be considered, you know, journalists and reporters of the esteemed media. And then we have the feminist martyrs that are running around screaming about assault when assault never happened. And so it really has put women, I think, back, 100 years, even prior to the Monica Lewinsky days, because the feminists certainly aren't marching for the empowerment of women. I've never seen so many women claim victimhood and want to just label themselves as victims of this mysterious patriarchy that I certainly have never witnessed or lived under.
I was referring to Sweatnick. Somebody referred to her as Curly Sue, and that just tickled me, so I've been calling her Curly Sue ever since then. But, that's an interesting point you make about the exposure part of it and everything else. When did we start judging people by what they do in high school? When did the media start looking at that? Because that's heretofore, Obama, all of his college days when he was out there being the little thug wannabe that he wanted to be, everybody sort of ignored that. I mean, his whole school, did we ever find out how he did in school?
No, he spent $12 million to make sure we never found out how he did in school. Mm-hmm. But according to the media, I guess you can do, eight balls of cocaine and be part of the Chum Gang doing bong hits, and you can become president. But God forbid you play some quarters and have some beers, that will inhibit you from being Supreme Court Justice. That's the double standard that the media believes that most Americans are going to swallow. And what's interesting is, the Democrats have the mob, right? They have the paid-for funded mob. They have the pink knitted hats screaming and shrieking in front of the Supreme Court. They have the Black Lives Matter activists. They have Antifa. They look and sound much larger than they are.
Yeah.
These types of tactics work really well in Portland. They'll work really well in L.A. They might work really well in New York. But they don't work well with the rest of the American people. And, of course, this we have to thank for the Electoral College. And that is why the Democrats want to tear down the Electoral College in order to give the mob rule. We even have Hillary Clinton, I think, yesterday saying, we don't need to be civil any longer, at least up until the midterms, with people that want to destroy what we believe in. Yes, I want to destroy what you believe in, and yes, I'm not going to be civil about it. I want to destroy communism. I want to destroy socialism, and that's one of the reasons why I was never a liberal or progressive Democrat, because I've always witnessed that. Why do socialists always find a home in the Democrat Party? And why do these ne'er-do-wells like Antifa, who was praised by CNN Chris Cuomo, he even compared Antifa to our boys and men who stormed Normandy, he tweeted out. These are also the men that fighted fascism, And so it's just amazing to me that so many women, specifically around this Dr. Ford testimony, were flocking to become victims yet once again. And that is why I'm not a feminist. I never found them to be one who wants to empower women, but one, a movement that wants me to get out my presidential knee pads and give thanks to Bill Clinton while I'm freeing my nipple or burning my bra.
Oh, gotcha.
Right.
Yes. This, Megan is not one to mince words in most cases. So, you know, I saw some scholar that had, he wrote something about how we should still try to approach the left and everything else. Do you think there is any approach to the left to try to reach out to them and say, you know, aren't we all Americans together? We got about a minute and a half. I'm going to let you close.
No, I don't think that we should placate the left. The left certainly doesn't want to placate our ideals of limited government and conservatism. They don't want to protect our Constitution. They want to change our Constitution to some progressive document that changes with their whims and accords. You know, Hillary Clinton called Republicans her enemies, referred to us as the mullahs of Iran. Where's the middle ground there? We have people like Maxine Waters and Hillary Clinton calling for violence against Trump supporters as well as members of the Trump cabinet. Where is the middle there? This comes on the heels of Steve Scalise as well as dozens of other Republicans nearly being assassinated by a deranged Democrat on a baseball field.
Right.
So when they try to stop taking away my rights, maybe then I'll play nice in the sandbox. But until then, this is war. And each election is a battle in this long political and cultural war.
Do you think this, and we got 10 seconds, do you think this is going to bite them in about 30 days?
It better. And yeah. I do believe in the American people, much like I believe them in them in 2016, 2010, and 2014 when we swept the midterms and the general election.
There you go. ReaganBabe.com. Megan, thank you very much for joining me.
Anytime, Bill.
All right. Coming up next from the Media Research Center, we're going to be joined by Dan Gaynor. Hour two is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I thank my boss for all the trust and all the wisdom he shared.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there. Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line 888-212-8871.